the delusion that the president cares what he thinks. And as you know, as bad as that may sound, it's absolutely true. I want you to all listen to me very carefully. You are being led into an illusion that the popular vote elects the president. The purpose of that is to convince you that this nation is a democracy, which it is not, never was, and never could be. Get that through your thick heads. This is a constitutional republic where your vote counts is on a local level. You can elect local officials and state officials. Above that, you have absolutely nothing whatsoever to do with it. The federal government has no jurisdiction within the states. Listen to me carefully. The federal government has no jurisdiction within the territorial boundaries of the states, and therefore cannot request you to vote, nor can your vote count. You vote for your local officials, city, county, and state. That's as far as your vote counts, period. Oh, I know, I'm really making some of you mad right now. You're jumping up and hopping around on one leg and hitting, bouncing off the wall. Who is this guy? How dare he say that? I dare it, ladies and gentlemen, because I have a brain and I use it, which is more than I can say for most of you. And we heard from our callers, people who are not stupid people, but they are ignorant. They're probably some of the best people you could ever meet or know in your life, and their calls represented the majority of this audience. Some of them knew exactly where I'm going, but I wouldn't let them say it because it would have defeated the purpose of the first half of the broadcast. Some of them understood that their vote was futile, but they didn't really know why. And some of them really honestly believe that their vote is going to help elect the next president of the United States of America. And I'm telling you right now, nothing could be farther from the truth. This is a constitutional republic, not a democracy. Understand that. And understand that you are citizens of sovereign states, not citizens of the United States, unless you live in a territory or in the 10-mile square area known as Washington, D.C., or within the boundaries of dockyards, forts, things of that nature, where the actual land has been deeded to the federal government, but more important, jurisdiction has been ceded and deeded by the legislature of the state upon which that land sits, or within whose boundaries that land sits. Outside of those areas, the federal government has absolutely no jurisdiction, and you have no say in what the federal government does. The contract is not between the people and the federal government, it's between the states and the federal government. I hate to tell you this, ladies and gentlemen, but the states elect the president, not you. And here's how they do it. It's a shame that so many people who profess to be so intelligent and so well educated and so knowledgeable can't obtain a copy of a very short document written by geniuses who understood the English language better than any of us ever will, who penned the greatest document ever to come from the mind of man, that set men free upon the face of this earth for the first time in the history of the world, and set up checks and balances so that a democracy of uneducated, ignorant voters could not determine the future of this country. They didn't want a mob of ignorant people to determine who led this nation. And they outlined exactly how it was to operate in Article 2 of the Constitution for the United States of America. It is not the Constitution of the United States of America. It's the Constitution for the United States of America. If you don't believe me, read it. Article 2, Section 1. The executive power shall be vested in a president of the United States of America. He shall hold his office during the term of 4 years, and, together with the vice president, chosen for the same term, be elected as follows. Do you know what that means? That means I am now going to tell you how the president is elected, and he cannot be elected in any other manner. Listen carefully. It's going to shock some of you. Some of you may even have a heart attack hearing this. So before I start, get someone, if you have a weak heart and you really are upset about this so far, to call your doctor and have them on standby. Each state shall appoint. Listen to me carefully. Each state shall appoint. In such manner as the legislature thereof may direct, a number of electors equal to the whole number of senators and representatives to which the state may be entitled in the Congress, but no senator or representative or person holding an office of trust or profit under the United States shall be appointed an elector. The electors shall meet in their respective states and vote by ballot for two persons, of whom one at least shall not be an inhabitant of the same state with themselves, and they shall make a list of all the persons voted for and of the number of votes for each, which list they shall sign and certify and transmit sealed to the seat of the government of the United States, directed to the President of the Senate. The President of the Senate shall, in the presence of the Senate and House of Representatives, open all the certificates, and the votes shall then be counted. The person having the greatest number of votes shall be the President. If such number be a majority of the whole number of electors appointed, and if there be more than one who have such majority, and have an equal number of votes, then the House of Representatives shall immediately choose by ballot one of them for president. And if no person have a majority, then from the five highest on the list, the said House shall, in like manner, choose the president. So all this stuff about getting signatures and getting put on the state ballot for the popular vote, it's all bullshit. It's all crap. It's a lie. No one has to register for anything. No one has to have any certain number of signatures. No one has to get on a state ballot. The electors are free to vote for whomever they wish. Has nothing to do with the popular election. Has nothing to do with who is nominated by the Republican Party or the Democrat Party or the Reform Party or anything else. The electors may choose whomever they want in any way that they want. They are free to vote for whoever they want. They're free to elect me president if they want. No state can make any law to the contrary. In the law, no state can make any law which contradicts the Constitution for the United States of America. The way the president is elected is exactly the way I have just read to you, and in no other manner is it ever done. The popular election is a fraud. It's a lie. It's a scam. It's designed to make you believe this is a democracy, so that if they have the majority of the votes for whomever they choose to put in the White House and destroy this country, they blame it up on you because, quote, you elected them, unquote. The truth is, you had absolutely nothing whatsoever to do with it. Not now, not yesterday, not last year, not 20 years ago, not 100 years ago, and not in November. That's the truth of the matter. This nation was set up so that the people elected their local officials. They sent their representatives to their state house. Their state house determined the relationship between the state and the federal government. Up until an amendment was passed, the senators were appointed by the legislatures of the state, not elected by the people, so that there would be a balance, a check and balance in place to make sure that the sovereignty of each individual state was never destroyed by the federal government. This is a nation of sheep who think they are Americans but know absolutely nothing of what an American is or what this government is or how it runs or how it's supposed to run. And now I hear people saying, well, if I don't vote, I can't complain. That's not true. In a constitutional republic, it doesn't matter whether you vote or not. The Constitution is there to protect each individual from the tyranny of government. Every individual, whether they vote or not, whether they're gay, whether they're straight, whether they are handicapped, whether they are blind, whether they are the governor of a state or the poorest member of a state, their rights are protected. And their place in this nation is secure. But the scum-sucking, lying, jackbooted, Nazi thug, puke-faced socialist pig commies in government now are destroying all of that. And the way they're destroying it is by rearranging your brain cells so you don't understand or even give a damn about how any of it works. And you've all been lied to. You've all been taught that the law is something that's complicated. You couldn't possibly understand it, so don't you dare go and look. And you fall right into that. The supreme law of the land is the Constitution for the United States of America. It dictates what the government is and what it is not. What it can do and what it cannot do. What powers it has and what powers it does not have. And what powers it does not have rest with the states or to the people. It's really very simple. The Constitution for the United States is 7 short, very clear, very well written, and easily understandable articles. And you're all so damn scared of reading it. You're all so scared of picking up this little bitty document and reading it so that you'll know who you are and what this nation is and how it's supposed to operate instead of the lies and the scam and the frauds and the con that you're subjected to on a daily basis. And whoever they put in the White House will have carte blanche to do whatever he or she wishes to do because you elected them. Oh boy, you guys have you've really done it this time. I gotta tell you, it's amazing.